Well, whether you're on a vacation now and listening, or you're getting all set to hit the road this weekend or later this summer, I've got a few ideas to keep in mind if you're looking for a staycation in Saskatchewan. Joining me now is creator of thelostgirlsguide.com, Saskatchewan travel blogger Ashlyn George. And we're going to talk about glamping in a moment here, great road trips and hiking for families. Maybe some hiking for those who are a little more adventurous than the little ones, but we got a whole ton of ideas for you here. Welcome back, Ash. Our province, it has a lot to discover, and you wanted to start this morning in the southwest corner there. Take us on an adventure hike near Cypress Hills.
So many amazing places. One place I love to talk about is Cypress Hills Provincial Park. Everybody goes to the Conglomerate Cliff viewpoint. You can just drive up there. But I love to do the 6-kilometer return hike to the hidden Conglomerate Cliffs. But fair warning, for Saskatchewan, this is some pretty serious elevation. It's 200 meters up for those 3 kilometers there. But you get an amazing view over like Battle Creek Road and the creek running through there. You hike along the Great Trail. And then when you go down, it's all downhill. So it's super easy to go back down.
It is a moment in time where you're sitting there on that cliff, though. You're kind of like, wow, this is Saskatchewan. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's a very unexpected view. And with hikes like this, where you have to do a bit of elevation, there's a reward to getting to the top, right? It feels good to achieve that, you know, harder hike.
Yeah, and if you're looking for cool landscape, where do you suggest?
Oh, Grasslands National Park East Block. So this is the rolling hills, Badlands-esque view of Saskatchewan out here. You can do it as a day hike with your family. It's about 6 kilometers round trip. You might find some dinosaur bones out there if you're really lucky, or just other animal bones. It's a great day hike, but you can also camp out there anywhere you like. I've gone out there, pitched a tent. I mean, it gets a little bit windy sometimes, so you have to be careful with the weather, and you want to take extra water because there's no natural water features out there either.
Ashlyn George from thelostgirlsguide.com. We're talking about staycation ideas. If you're looking for something a little more family friendly, then
Echo Valley Provincial Park. I've been there with my nephews, my parents. We love it. They have some really great hiking up along the hillside, and you can kind of pick and choose what trails you want to do. There's about 10 kilometers in total, but you definitely don't have to do them all. So you can do shorter, longer hikes. They have QR codes everywhere, so you have a map with you. And you're right there at the lake, too. So when you're done hiking, you can go cool off, and you can go grab some ice cream in town, too.
Ashlyn George from thelostgirlsguide.com. Glamping in Saskatchewan has become pretty popular. What are some of your favorite spots?
Oh, I love to go glamping here. It's such a perfect getaway. I was out at Prairie Ridge Resort. This is just 45 minutes north of Saskatoon. It's near the Petrovka Bridge. And they have a mix of everything. You can go pitch a tent, but they have the geodesic domes. You can stay in a tiny cabin. That's what I was recently in. They also have glamping stargazer tents, too. They're all walk-in, so you can take a golf cart in, or you can pull a wagon in that they provide for you to take your gear in. And something unique they do, 14 kilometers downstream on the North Saskatchewan River, you can go see Saskatchewan's largest tree. And what they'll do is they'll do a vehicle drop for you. If you bring your paddling gear, you can paddle down there and then drive back and hang out, enjoy the sauna, enjoy the views. It's beautiful.
Now, if you go to Emma, Christopher Lake, you say something there is tucked in the forest that's just picturesque. What is it?
Oh, Flora Bora yurts. I stayed here multiple times. She set up these Mongolian-style yurts in the forest there. This is luxury. There's fire pits, a patio, you have a barbecue. There's access to a canoe or bike, so you can enjoy the area. This is a place that you go to like stay and hang out, and it's hard to go to the lake because you just enjoy the property so much.
Flora Bora yurts. When you look at Parks Canada, what catches your eye?
So Parks Canada has these really cool structures called Autentics. They're like wooden A-frame cabins, but they're basic. So this is like basic glamping. You have to bring your own supplies, your sleeping bag. There's no power, so you want to pack a headlamp. But sometimes some of them have bunk beds too, so it's great for kids. It's so much fun. And it's just a little bit different if you don't want to stay in an actual tent.
Year after year, I call upon you for ideas within Saskatchewan. Are you tired of exploring yet, or have you yet to find something you haven't discovered in Saskatchewan?
Honestly, there's always something new somewhere. So like my list never gets shorter. I just keep adding things to it. As new businesses start, new ideas come to life. It makes the province really exciting.
Okay, some great staycation and camping and hiking ideas from one woman who I highly recommend you check out at thelostgirlsguide.com, Ashlyn George. Thanks for your time, Ash.
Thank you so much.
Well, as a guy whose favorite season is summer, I can tell you that I'm loving the fact it's going to be in the 30s again today. What is that? 91 Fahrenheit? Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. You work in Fahrenheit.
I do believe so, yes.
Yes. The heat is on, and as much as I enjoy it, I know others could do without it, like a little more comfortable in the mid-20s, perhaps. But worse is the Southwest, where the last thing they need is another day like today. But the heat is on, and the drought is on in the Southwest, year after year.
They can't catch a break. And this is, we've been telling you about this, and of course those there know this all too well, but like 8 years of drought, just no rain, new heat warning there for the next, well, couple days at least. But you know, we continue to talk to people who live in that area, and they talk about, obviously, with the lack of moisture, yes, crops aren't doing, you know, so well. Grasshoppers are starting to pick up there, so challenge after challenge for them.
And with the heat comes craving. Because the last few years, we always seem to really nail the heat and the nice weather in time for Country Thunder. But today, the campgrounds open up at 9 o'clock. Organizers are going to be here just after the 7 o'clock news. Give us what we need to know. But you've been to Craven the odd time, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple times. Probably about maybe three times. Yeah.
What do you think of turning it into rock? It really was successful last year. They had Country and Nickelback. This year, Country and Def Leppard.
You know, I'll have conversations with people and say, are you going to Craven this weekend? They'll say, I'm not a country music fan. So, you know, obviously they're not going to go. I think probably what's happening now is they're starting to key in a little bit more on, you know, if we offer rock artists, will we get new customers, right? Festival, I would argue.
It worked last year.
They would always want more, you know, more people to come. And yeah, I've heard a lot of people say they went to Nickelback last year and they really enjoyed it. And so are they going to see the same kind of new crowds for Def Leppard?
I think there's a lot of people like me, too. I love country music and I love classic rock. I like all kind of music. So, and Def Leppard, you know, that falls into the classic rock category these days. And that's some of the age that's out there. So it is working. But and they're bringing the full show. Like Def Leppard, the last few years, they've performed at nothing but outdoor venues because of the larger audiences. So this is a pretty big show. We'll get a few more details in a few minutes here when the Country Thunder people join me in a second here. But besides the heat, I need to know what was going on around the El Richie yesterday.
Yeah, so there were a couple things. We're not sure if they are related. Now, we're finding out this morning that there is a body of a man that was found in that area. Police are trying to figure out right now if it's criminal. Now, yesterday afternoon, we were telling you, as you were driving home, about a body that was found. It was apparently a vehicle versus a pedestrian, and our senior reporter, Lisa Schick, had spotted a body in the parking lot. And so we're trying to figure out if these two are any way connected or if it was just a mere coincidence. So we're working on that for you in the newsroom this morning.
Okay, more details still ahead. Kevin Martell, I thank you. Yeah, Sunday night, the closer at Craven Country Thunder. It's Def Leppard, and last year it was Nickelback that rocked. And I don't know, I'm a country fan, but I like all kinds of music. So I kind of like the uniqueness, how Country Thunder has grown now over the years by adding a little rock. And I think it's probably going to be successful again here this year. Megan Benoit is one of the organizers behind the scenes, joins me now. Megan, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back here. Now, I'm going to get to the headliners and the main stage in a moment or too, but the campgrounds, they are going to open up first here this morning at 9 o'clock. And in years past, people used to line up waiting to get in, but it was a free for all, but it's not that anymore, is it?
No, it's pretty organized. We've got a really great campground team that you purchase your campsite. You are assigned a very specific site in a specific row. So we do still see people that are lined up now ready to get set up. But your site's already assigned, so truly there's no rush to be first in line.
And you allow them to decorate, if you will.
Yes.
You know, there's hot tubs, swimming pools, everything brought in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see how people really turn it into their home for the weekend. I mean, some of these RVs are incredible. And then, yeah, they have a lot of fun. Some campsites have their own themes, and you see, you can sometimes hear where the party's at just walking through the campgrounds.
This is our biggest party of the summer. Everyone counts down. There are regulars that go year after year and do just what you said there, too. Is there any camping still available, or is it all sold out now?
Very limited camping. I believe we have some in our silver campground. I think we might be out of gold. And then if you're brave enough to tent camp, I think there might be a couple spots left.
Okay. I want to talk, too, about parking, because you used to be able to park across that field from Craven. You can't do that anymore. Is parking all paid? Is there a limited amount? What do you want to tell people there?
So we do have all the parking on site. Unfortunately, the landowner across the street changed, you know, that free parking situation across. But yes, so day parking is paid. If you're looking for free and you don't want to pay for parking, we do have that Safe Ride Shuttle sponsored by SGI. So that's a great option. But if you are coming, day parking. If you have friends who have a campground, you can also just buy an extra vehicle pass and then park right on their campsite.
That's
so another good option. Don't drink and drive is always my message.
There's a heavy RCMP presence.
Yes,
there always
absolutely.
Is.
So shuttle is recommended. Or, yeah, you can purchase a parking pass right through our website.
Hone in on the shuttle for a second here. The malls? What malls? Mm-hmm. And there's a new location, too. It's leaving, is there not? The Turvey Center?
Is. Yes, that's correct. That's just going to be Friday, Saturday. And then we also have, Victoria Square, Southland Mall here in Regina. And then we've got a pickup location in Moose Jaw as well.
Okay. And there's schedules online there. You can check out when to catch that and when to catch it home. You're having to make a lineup adjustment, a subtle one on Friday night. What's going on?
Unfortunately, Nate Smith, he's been on vocal rest for the month of June, took some time off to rest, tried to come back for a show last weekend and just couldn't do it. So we got the news and we're devastated. I'm a huge Nate Smith fan. And, you know, this late in the game, we did some scrambling, tried to find someone to come in, and then realized that this is a really great opportunity to showcase some Saskatchewan talent. And we called up Braden King, who was performing on the Beer Gardens.
He
said, you know, would you like to play main stage? And he was thrilled. And we're happy to have a hometown boy come back. He's been up to some really great things. He was on American Idol. Like, he's done well. And to welcome him back here with a main stage show.
He's been on this show before here, too. So
he's
you've
awesome.
Got Jason Aldean, the closer, on Friday night. And, of course, Bailey Zimmerman. I want to talk about him. He's on the main stage Saturday evening. Only a couple of years ago, he was a late afternoon performer. How has his stage show changed now to become a headliner?
The trajectory of that boy's career has been something I haven't seen before. It's just skyrocketed. He had a lot of energy when he played here a couple of years ago, and to see him get even more energy, I don't know how he does it, but a lot of production, really cool stage setup for him. He comes out guns a-blazing and he does not slow down the entire 90 minutes. So
I think he's learned a trick or two from touring with Morgan Wallen.
Absolutely. You can see some Morgan tendencies in his show. But yeah, a lot of fun.
Megan Benoit is my guest from Country Thunder. Def Leppard, this is pretty unique. They've been playing to sold out outdoor venues for the last few years. How big is the stage show? Are we getting the full show at Country Thunder?
Yes, I was talking to our artist relations manager yesterday, and she was dealing with all the pyro, all the production pieces. So, you know, as soon as I hear the word pyro, I know that it is full on, you know, a Def Leppard concert. If you've seen them or if you haven't, you're in for a treat.
Okay, so what more would you like to everyone to know about attending? If you're only going for a day and you've never been, what do you bring?
I always tell people, come early, get your money's worth, and check out some of those early acts. I know that everyone's excited about the headliners. That's always my number one piece of advice. Check out the 4 o'clock acts, the 6 o'clock acts. You're going to find someone that you're going to love. You're going to find more than someone.
Are you still trying to entertain on the grounds itself? I know in years past you've had sideshows and stuff
that.
What's happening there?
So our songwriter showcase, that is back again. We introduced that a few years ago, and it's a highlight. It's such a cool opportunity to enjoy an intimate performance with the people who wrote the songs that you know and hear on the radio.
Yeah.
And they tell the story and the inspiration behind it. So it's a really cool opportunity. And anyone who ever attends it always says it's a highlight for them. We have a hypnotist, which is a lot of fun. Whether you believe in hypnotism or not, check it out anyways and see if you're correct.
Well, that's great. So the campground again, 9 o'clock this morning, limited amount left. And the show is going to go rain or shine. But right now it looks like it's going to be shiny, most of it.
Beautiful looking weekend. I never want to jinx it because I know how the weather can change here, but it's looking nice.
All right, Megan, nice to have you stop by here this morning and give us the details. You guys behind the scenes always work so great in working with us, and we appreciate it. So we'll see you there this weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you then.
Well, we're getting excited for Country Thunder. Here's a guy that knows all about that. He's seen it from two sides. Evan Bray, who will be here at 8:30, of course. Good morning, Evan. You saw it as an officer back in your day, I bet, walking the grounds.
Well, we used to do every once in a while. Well, I shouldn't say every once in a while. They would send members from our police service, other police services, to work in conjunction with the RCMP. Yeah. I actually don't think they do it anymore, but they did for a while. And, you know, it's different seeing it while you're working in uniform because you're looking at it through a whole different lens. And, you know, the number of people that were, you know, intoxicated and whatever. Right. It's you're not there to watch the music. Let's put it that way.
Now, what about Def Leppard? As we just heard, it's a full show for Megan. She said it's Pyro Extravaganza. Have you seen Def Leppard?
I have seen Def Leppard. I saw them years ago with your brother, I might add.
In Saskatoon. I don't know where I was.
No, we didn't invite you, Greg. But
they're awesome, aren't they?
Oh, they are very, very good. They're entertaining. And I mean, for me, it was one of the very first cassette tapes I ever bought.
Really?
Yes. And so
I thought you were old enough for 8-tracks.
I can still picture the.
Everyone loved that part.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, that is going to be a fun weekend for sure. Okay. So coming up on the show today, everything from wildfire developments to the removal of former RCMP head Rhonda Blackmore.
Right. Well, I've talked about this obviously a fair bit on my show and my disgust with what the RCMP have done in this case. I'm happy to have our Minister of Justice, Tim McLeod, who's the Attorney General for Saskatchewan, joining the show today. Don't forget, the RCMP are obviously run through headquarters in Ottawa, but they're contracted by the province. And in fact, the province select who is going to be the assistant commissioner. So Rhonda Blackmore was picked by the province. So I'm curious to know their thoughts on what has happened. Did they get a heads up on it? Do they know any more details? And what do we expect to happen going forward?
Okay, that's near the top of the show. What else is coming up?
We got a lot of different things that we're talking about on the show, including the lady. Did you hear the lady from Saskatoon that swam the English Channel recently?
Yes, I heard about this. And she had that little voice in her head. I think her dad was quite the inspiration.
Yeah, that's for sure. And she's a long-distance swimmer. I mean, she's done a lot of swimming in her life. She's actually currently in Ireland, so I'm curious to know, is she going to jump into Loch Ness and go for a go for a paddle? I don't know, but I mean, that's quite a feat. There's not a lot of people, obviously, in the history of the world that have actually made that swim, so I'm happy to have her on the show with us today.
Okay, she'll be a good one. Evan Bray is back here at 8:30. Thank you, Mr. Bray. Appreciate it. Still to come, my friend Ashlyn George will join us. She's a local travel blogger who tours Saskatchewan looking for the best hiking, and she's got a few ideas. If you're just about to get ready for a vacation, she'll have ideas for you galore. Plus, we're going to talk some pretty fancy glamping available in Saskatchewan this year. And she says, man, if you're looking for glamping, we now have one of the best spots to look for it. And Ashlyn George is here in about a little more than a half hour, just after the 8 o'clock news.